Hello, my name is Neil Hamburger, and I'm glad to be here today to present another installment of humor. Are you ready to laugh? Are you ready to laugh? Come on now. Put your hands together. Are you ready to laugh? Well, I am anyway. It's been a tough year for the Hamburger family. My uncle passed away, and it was very sudden. He choked to death on the Oprah Winfrey show. Well, what do you expect? His TV had a 19-inch screen, and his throat isn't that big. But, my wife wants to have another child, though. But she's worried about cellulite. And I say to her, what do you mean cellulite? With the high cost of raising kids these days, you should worry about sell you house. Oh, but who am I kidding? No one would marry me. But that's my life. Yeah, I went to see my shrink the other day. I said, Doc, what can I do? My career is miserable. He says, Neil, what you gotta do is pay your bills. Until you pay me what you owe me, I can't help you with any further psychiatric treatment. A funny man. But things aren't just crazy for me, things are crazy everywhere. And not just here in Fort Lauderdale, either. Do we have any locals in the audience? Yeah, I love the locals. They're always the warmest, most receptive crowd, especially since my sister became a meter maid for the parking lot across the street, and anyone who doesn't laugh will be issued a ticket at the end of the performance. Okay. Anybody here from out of town? Hello? Is anybody here from out of town? How about you, sir? Where are you from? Don't be shy. Where are you from? Come on. Tell me. Come on. Where are you from, Zipper Lips? We got a Zipper Lips in the audience. Hey, everybody, it's a Zipper Lips. Hey, Mr. Zipper Lips. Your wife has got zipper hips, if you know what I mean. And I've got zippers on my fingertips to explore her zipper pips. If you catch my zipper drift, Zipper Lips. Oh, you fucking zipper pricks. Does anybody want to hear more of my zipper shtick? Well, but this is a nice club. I especially like this blue curtain here behind me. It makes me feel like I'm in a toilet paper rehab clinic for Lorena Bobbitt's plumber. But anyway, has anyone here grown tired of Tanya Harding? Hey, wait a minute. Who's paying who here? How about some support? And I'm not talking about maiden form bras either. You don't want to mess with Neil Hamburger. Yeah. Hey, has anybody out there noticed that the Slurpees at 7-Eleven have been getting worse and worse lately? No, really. The quality just isn't there anymore. Perhaps they're using cheaper ingredients. Maybe it's just the one in my neighborhood. Maybe it's just that since I started brushing my teeth every morning with horse shit, my sense of taste has gone down the drain. Anyway, what's the difference between an astronaut and a resident of San Francisco? An astro's not likely to catch AIDS. Okay. You don't like topical, up-to-the-minute humor, huh? Well, hell, did you hear the one about King Henry II? He caught the clap from Eleanor of Aquitaine. Maybe it was just a cold sore. How about some more zipper shtick, huh? Zipper lips, zipper pips, zipper tipser, zipper zippity doodah, yom kippur, zipper tipper tipper pipper trapper bapper dapper, zippity doodah ba, zippity zappity zip zay.